Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Coming up, the EU is looking at altering state aid rules to allow more flexibility for energy and fuel supports. International oil prices have been rising again this afternoon as the US blockade begins at the Strait of Hormuz. Deputy Piers Doherty and Sinn Féin leader Mary MacDonald have moved a motion of no confidence in the government. The government will move a counter motion of confidence in itself. That's to be debated in the Dáil tomorrow. And we'll hear of calls for a special meeting of Donegal County Council this week to discuss a number of issues pertaining to the fuel crisis and a motion of no confidence in the Taoiseach an Tánaiste. Going to begin with the European Commission, which is looking at altering state aid rules to allow for more flexibility for energy and fuel supports. EU countries have paid an extra €22 billion for fossil fuels since the US war on Iran started 44 days ago. Commissioners have been discussing measures to deal with the energy crisis. They'll be presented to leaders this month. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says discussions are taking place around state aid rules in recognition of what citizens are going through in member states.
They feel the impact at the gas station, they feel the impact in the supermarket, on the household bills. So what we are seeing in the Middle East is not some distant crisis, but in a world in which everything is connected, the effects are direct and they are immediate. Already this week, we will consult member states on more flexible state aid rules. That's an important tool too. This gives the member states more space for the temporary state aid support in the most exposed sectors. And my goal is that this temporary state aid framework should be adopted still this month, so that we have in April the new temporary framework for state aid.
International oil prices have been rising again as a US blockade of the Strait of Hormuz gets underway. Donald Trump is warning Iran if any so-called fast attack ships come close to the blockade, they'll be eliminated. The American intervention came into force at 3 o'clock our time this afternoon. It's intended to prevent boats using Iranian ports from passing through the key shipping route. The blockade was announced after the collapse of peace talks between the two countries over the weekend. Sky's Sally Lockwood is in Dubai. She says there's now been some clarity from US Central Command as to who can and cannot go through.
They said that it will not impede neutral transit passage through the Strait of Hormuz to or from non-Iranian destinations. So it seems they are just blocking maritime traffic to and from Iranian ports.
A number of protests highlighting the high cost of fuel are getting underway in Donegal this evening. One began in Bridgend at 5 o'clock. It's heading toward Manor Cunningham along the N13 Letterkenny Derry Road. Another gets underway on the dual carriageway outside Letterkenny at around 7 o'clock this evening, and it will then come in through Letterkenny Town. Well, all motorways across the country are clear at the moment, according to Transport Infrastructure Ireland. The winding down of action there followed a package of more than €500 million agreed between the government, hauliers and the agriculture sector yesterday. However, opposition parties say those measures don't go far enough, and Sinn Féin has put forward a motion of no confidence in the government. Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Deputy Piers Doherty says the coalition simply doesn't seem to understand the struggles most people are going through.
The real question at the government, and this is where they're missing everything, like Micheál Martin spent most of his press conference attacking the protesters yesterday instead of actually understanding why ordinary people, the length and breadth of the state, people who've never been at a protest, mums and dads with young kids, why were they on the streets in local towns and villages and in large cities across the state for the last week?
A number of Donegal County councillors are seeking an emergency meeting over what they're terming the heat or eat pressures facing families in the county. The 100% Redress Party wants to see such a meeting held on Wednesday. A plenary meeting to discuss housing is already taking place. The motion is also expected to be tabled on that day, calling for the resignation of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris as Taoiseach an Tánaiste, citing a loss of confidence in their leadership. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says the situation remains particularly serious, especially for those affected by defective blocks. He says the real disappointment is there was nothing said yesterday about home heating oil.
These measures is not good enough for the people and this country anymore. You know, they're not listening, Honorary. This protest went on all week, you know, and they simply wanted a meeting And the government refused. They turned them away at the door.
I saw your party colleague, Councillor Joy Beard, speaking on social media about a lady in particular who is in a defective concrete home and can't cap it hat and is, you know, it has to rely on home heating oil to keep the house warm. How much of that are you seeing, especially in relation to defective concrete?
Normally, if you mind, back as last few months, I had motions on the council about supplying some kind of funding for heating oil effective homes. They couldn't, Donnamary, afford to heat these homes a few months ago because of the rising cost of oil and that, and the heating had to be on full time, you know. And I had motions on regarding that, motions on regarding the modifiers and stuff. And nobody listened, Donnamary. The motions passed, and there's nothing more about it. And now we see the cost of home heating oil up near 2,000 euros a litre now for a tank. It can't be done on defective homes. You can't heat their houses. And as I say, there was nothing yesterday regarding home heating oil. I feel for people, normally I know what it's like sitting in a house with heating oil and the price it and we either heat or eat. And that's the bottom line of a lot of people feeling today.
Well, some Fianna Fáil TDs have criticised the Taoiseach and the Justice Minister for their handling of events over the past number of days. A parliamentary party meeting took place today. It lasted several hours than had been anticipated. Earlier, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher said supports provided by government simply don't go far enough. The Fianna Fáil deputy told Greg Hughes this morning that he would be more useful in the negotiating room and would not consider resigning from the party just to be a hero for the day. He says the meeting that happened today should have taken place days ago.
And I would have preferred if this was on Friday or Saturday. Delivering messages after the event is not good enough. It should have been prior to it, and we should have had a parliamentary party, even on Zoom, virtually on Friday of last week, so we could deliver these messages. Now, I'm not satisfied with the way all of this was handled. I believe that those who didn't have representation, that a lot of those are very genuine people. They had nobody to represent them. And I listened to a national programme on Saturday morning when the ICMSA president and the IFA president, they were agreeable to take a few of these people in with us. And I think that might have got over the impasse. But anyway, we are what we are today. And the package, while in macro terms, it sounds very good, 250 plus 500, but it's not dealing with all of these. And let me say to you, immediately I heard that the talks in the Pakistan between Iran and the United States had broken down. I said immediately, this will result in an increase.
And that is indeed what happened, as we said earlier. That was Pat the Cope Gallagher there speaking on today's Greg Hughes Show. There was a lot of discussion, of course, of the protests and weekend developments on the show with Greg. You can listen back to the show on our website, highlandradio.com. It's podcast there. You can also watch the show as it unfolded on our Facebook pages and our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. Well, this afternoon, a West Tyrone MLA hit out at Sinn Féin, accusing the party of taking one approach on the Donegal side of the border, but a completely different one in Tyrone. Speaking in the Assembly, Daniel McCrossan claimed there are around £100 million available in supports to the executive, but they're not being used because he says there's no plan. He accused Sinn Féin and the DUP of poking each other in the eye rather than working to implement measures to ease the pressures on hard-pressed families and businesses.
While people are being pushed to the brink, there are around £100 million of money sitting there untouched. £17 million for fuel support, not used, no plan, no strategy. £81 million for electricity pressures, not used, no plan, no strategy. And whilst I have the great pleasure of representing the wonderful people of West Tyrone, I do live in the border. I cross it every single day. And what I have seen is Sinn Féin representatives standing in the Lifford side of the border saying, the Irish government are terrible, they're doing nothing. Where's the support for our businesses? Where's the support for our farmers? And the Strabane side, the three MLAs and the MP are saying nothing.
And you can listen to that full contribution in the Assembly on our website. The Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Group is asking whether it will be included in targeted government supports for the transport sector. The organisation says it operates a vital minibus and volunteer driver service, bringing cancer patients to hospital appointments across the country. It claims patients were highlighted by government and others during criticism of fuel protests, but now says charities like theirs might be overlooked when supports are being introduced. Manager Mary Coyle is asking whether voluntary patient transport services will be included or left outside.
It would be very good if charities like ours that take patients from here to Galway, by car from here to Belfast, from Derry or Achnagelvin, it would be very nice to know and to seek clarification. Do we fall under these new measures? And since it was so important, look about patients and people going to appointments that I would have thought, yes, we should fall under this measure.
Would you have an idea roughly of how much you would spend on the likes of petrol and diesel on a week?
It is something, I suppose, you know, the car could be in Galway one day, it could be in Sligo the next day. And you're talking about a good couple of hundred euro, which, yes, with the fuel crisis that's going on now, it could impact on us as we continuously fundraise. And to be honest, it's very hard for people to keep giving us when they're struggling themselves. So it would be good if the likes of charities like Donegal Cancer Fights and Services did fall under the measures that the government has released. Because you're talking about keeping a car and a bus on a road, you're into 500-600 euro a week or more, depending on where the car has to go.
A Green Party councillor says the decision to cancel today's Leaving Cert exams was unfair on students. Music and home economic practicals, which were due to have taken place today, had to be rescheduled because of fuel protests, but an alternative date was not provided to schools or students. Criticising the government's contingency planning for such a decision, Green Party education spokesperson Conor Dowling said those taking exams deserve certainty.
We've had disruptions before with the likes of coronavirus. We should have contingencies built in so that when there are disruptions, we can actually give people alternatives straight away rather than being left in this sort of limbo situation where they don't have certainty.
Well, SIPTU is highlighting the wider cost of living crisis and calling for action to address it, saying it's causing workers to struggle to survive. General Secretary John King says SIPTU recognises the need for yesterday's supports for the agriculture and haulage sectors, but he says more needs to be done to help others.
And we would have workers, we would have members who were making decisions about whether or not, you know, they go to the doctor or whether they're, you know, buying essentials to be able to feed their kids and so on. I mean, people are making real life decisions. Their workers are struggling. So it's a cost of living crisis, and people know that the value of their wages are being eroded week after week in this cost of living crisis.
Meanwhile, SIPTU members in the National Ambulance Service are set to strike next month. It's part of a dispute over updating salary scales. Members will hold a number of stoppages next month. The first will take place on the 12th of May for 24 hours. The union is accusing the HSE of failing to implement recommendations from an independent report in 2020 on updating salary scales to reflect changes in staff responsibilities and workload over the past 20 years.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny, hosting the official launch of the new Donegal goalkeeper's jersey with a player meet and greet this Thursday the 16th.
It's 40 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with cross-channel football. Manchester United returned to Premier League action at Old Trafford tonight for the first time in over 3 weeks. They take on Leeds United, with the Red Devils looking to bolster their Champions League qualification hopes. Manchester United manager Michael Carrick says reaching Europe's top competition is vital.
Champions League just brings so many positive things, you know, and it's where we want to be. You know, there's no getting away from that, and that has ramifications for so many different things, whether that's players staying, if it is that, if it's players coming in, it's financially all sorts of different things. It's where we want to be.
Leeds United remain locked in a relegation dogfight at the opposite end of the table, with just 3 points between them and the drop zone. Boss Daniel Frack knows the importance of this evening's game.
Within the split second in football, everything can change. And for that, you always have to stay awake. You can't allow yourself to be overconfident or not humble anymore. We know we need top attitude and top-class performance in this difficult away game.
On the team news front, Harry Maguire misses the game through suspension, while Leeds are without Joe Rodden, Anton Stach and Daniel James. Kick-off time there is at 8 o'clock tonight for that game. Liverpool midfielder Dominic Szoboszlai says he's sorry for any misunderstanding after shrugging his shoulders at the end of the defeat away to Manchester City in the FA Cup. The Hungarian showed his frustration to the travelling fans after losing 4-0 in last weekend's quarter-final, but he wants to reassure their supporters following recent results.
They can feel also that I'm not feeling better than them. I'm feeling exactly the same way like they do. And to make it clear that I'm with them and we are with them. And I think hopefully they are with us as well.
In women's national football, Rashisha Littlejohn is the latest injury blow to the Republic of Ireland squad. The Crystal Palace midfielder has suffered a flare-up of an Achilles injury. Carla Ward has declared the rest of the squad fit ahead of tomorrow's World Cup qualifier against Poland. Donegal players Amber Barrett, Tyler Toland and Anna Patton are all part of the squad. The girls in green are looking to earn their first points in the group after opening with narrow defeats to France and the Netherlands. In golf, Rory McIlroy without doubt was the star of the weekend, but he believes he has more in the tank after securing a second Masters title and a sixth career major. The Ulster man remains the only European golfer to win all four majors. His latest success sees him also level Sir Nick Faldo's major tally and one off the European record held by Harry Vardon. McIlroy admits he's not surprised to be included in the debate, but isn't getting ahead of himself just yet.
There's obviously going to be that conversation and that debate is going to be had, but it's a cool conversation to be a part of. So, you know, it took me 10 years to win at my fifth major, and then, you know, my sixth one's come pretty soon after it. So, yeah, I'm not putting a number on it, but I certainly don't want to stop here.
In Gaelic Games, Armagh manager Kieran McGeaney called their 1 point extra time win over Tyrone their worst performance of the year. However, they still set up an Ulster quarter-final with Fermanagh. For Tyrone, they're out of Ulster and they now have to wait on the All-Ireland series to start. Manager Malachy O'Rourke says there's lots to improve on.
There were a number of things that we could have done better. We did. It took us a long time to, I suppose, I think at half time we were maybe on about 30% on our shot to score ratio from play. I'm not sure what it was at full time, but there was a number of things. Our attacking play could have been better. I thought our defensive play was really good at times. We made it hard for Armagh to get through us. Probably was the lowest score they've had in quite a while. So there's lots of good things, but we know that there's an awful lot of stuff we need to improve as well going forward, and that'll be the task.
The All Ireland series is next on the horizon. I know it's going to be difficult now after licking your wounds almost after this, but there's still a lot there, potential in the side.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt there's a lot of potential in the side, you know, but I suppose that was one of the first days that we really saw that this year, I suppose, from start to finish, that the boys have played themselves really well, worked really hard for each other. So that was good, but as I say, you know, it's one thing, you know, perform like that, but you need to be getting the victories, and it's knockout football, so that's disappointing. You know, we've picked up a few injuries, we have to look at them and see how we can get over them and hopefully be ready in whatever it is 6 weeks time.
That's Tyrone manager Malachy O'Rourke speaking after that defeat to Armagh yesterday. So Armagh's won over Tyrone along with the Donegal Hurlers victory over Wicklow yesterday, and indeed the Donegal Ladies Division 2 League success will form part of the DL Debate programme tonight, which will air just after the news at 7 o'clock. The presenter is, of course, Brendan Devaney, and his guests this week on the show include Tyrone legend Owen Mulligan and Gaelic Life's Michael McMullen. And that's your sport for the moment, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. The Drumbo Walkway in Stranorra has officially reopened today after more than 15 years. The scenic route in Lower Drumbo has been shut to facilitate ongoing works at Finn Valley College, but after much local lobbying and discussions between Donegal County Council and the Donegal ETB, it's now been fully restored and reopened. The Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorra Municipal District, Councillor Martin Harley, opened it this afternoon. He says to do so was a pleasure.
There's three housing sites and that area now that have been built over the last 20 years. And there's a massive amount of young families there as well now. This will give them access to the Drumbo Woods area. They won't have to come down through the town, which is already congested with all the traffic going through it. They'll be able to have access to the woods and back again home. Okay, I want to thank Council for pushing this on. Culture as well, who came on board, and they have done works on the woods side to make it safe for people going from that walkway into the woods and that particular area. A lot of work has been done here now. A lot of minor tourism money and council's own funding has been used to get this open today. It's about 200 metres. It's a big day for the Twin Towns, and I'm delighted to be opening it today.
Obviously, a lot of work had to be done over the course of the past few years with the ETB and Finn Valley College in particular. Good to see all that now resolved, all those agreements signed off, and this walkway finally fully operational.
Yeah, listen, and thanks as well to the ETB on that as well. And, of course, in fairness, the council accommodated the ETB over the last couple of years when the extension has been built to the school there. So the council were great to accommodate the ETB to get those works done. And it'll be a great addition for the school as well. We have two massive secondary schools there adjacent to the woods. Fantastic to be here on this day.
And the HSE has accepted that a meeting must now take place with themselves and the local people in Buncrana regarding the status of the community hospital there. It follows engagement with a number of people, including Councillor Fionnán Bradley, who insisted any such meeting must involve local people. The meeting will now take place on this day week. Councillor Bradley says if satisfactory answers are not given, there need to be more action from within the community.
I'm going to the meeting to get answers and to get clarity around many issues. I've sent countless emails at this stage into the HSE with lists of questions around the project, around timelines, around the funding and all the rest of it, and I've received no responses. So I have no interest in going to be told what I already know. It's new information. I want its answers to the questions, and I want very definitive timelines. I mean, we were told that it would be going out to tender in quarter two. We're now nearly a third of the way through that quarter, so I want to be told at the very least what month it's going to go out to tender and what month they would expect construction to start, because at this stage we're just not accepting any more delays or any more bluff or bluster in relation to it.
We have seen one major protest in Buncrana already. If there aren't answers forthcoming at this meeting next Monday, do you believe further protests and further disquiet within the area are going to emerge?
I can't see how that wouldn't happen, but I sincerely hope that it's not necessary, Donald. I do intend to go to the meeting in good faith, and I do believe the HSE have accepted the need for the meeting in good faith, and I'm...
And looking at the weather forecast for this Monday evening, showers easing the further we get into the evening. It'll be a generally dry and clear night with just the odd shower. Toward dawn, however, cloud and patchy rain and drizzle will spread from the south. It'll be chilly before the arrival of the cloud. Lowest overnight temperature 0 to 3 degrees Celsius. A chance of some frost in light easterly or variable breezes. Mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Some of the rain could be heavy at times. Top temperatures 9 to 13 degrees Celsius in moderate southeast winds. Fresher in coastal areas. A brief look at the local headlines. The EU says it's looking at altering state aid rules to allow more flexibility for energy and fuel supports. International oil prices have been rising again today. There will be a motion of no confidence moved in the Dáil tomorrow by Donegal TD Piarse Doherty and the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. And there has been criticism of some of Sinn Féin in the Assembly from a West Tyrone MLA. Daniel McCrossan says Sinn Féin say one thing on the Donegal side of the border and something else in Tyrone. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday afternoon, the 13th of April. The death has occurred of Bernard Leahy, Mallon, formerly of Cork City. Bernard's remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Ahotlay, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu of desired to Oncology and Haematology Department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Reverend Father Willie Bradley, CSSP, 7 College Road, Glencar, Letterkenny. Reposing at his late residence, house private pleas with family time on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 12 noon on Wednesday, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv, followed by interment in the family plot in Newleck Cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please, donations if desired to Larissa Lodge Nursing Home Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Francis Francie McFadden, 57 Elm Grove, Derry. Francie will repose at his home until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1 p.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Long Tower. A private cremation will take place later. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Alfie Ferry, Mina Toll, Remelton. Reposing at Eternal Light Funeral Home, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, today from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. and again tomorrow from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Removal from there tomorrow at 7, going to St. Mary's Church, Remelton, arriving at 7:30 for prayers and to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Mairead McLaughlin, Blanket Nook, Newton Cunningham, formerly of 363 Melanie Burt. Reposing at her brother Jim's residence at Blanket Nook, Newton Cunningham. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 9:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m, with house private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has taken place of Michael Brendan Blondie Dunn, 45B Onrea Drive, Strabane. Michael's remains are reposing at 54 Evish Square, Strabane. Removal from there tomorrow for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, with service of burial in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Paddy Patrick McGonigal, Maharanall, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Wake today until after the rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ardeven Carndonna Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Comiskey funeral directors. House strictly private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Josephine McGonigal, née Craig, 3 Riverside, Cockhill Road, Buncrana. Josephine's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. House private, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The funeral mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.